All right, so our Mishnah gave us standards for when we decide that Yom Kippur should be violated in order for a person to be able to eat on Yom Kippur. Previously, we talked about the standards for an Ubra Shehericha, a pregnant mother, and her situation. And today, we're going to talk about Chole, which also appears in the Mishnah. The standards at least sound somewhat different in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss what we had in the Mishnah, and we'll see an important machlokes, two different views in the Gemara, neither of which seem obvious from the Mishnah, and we're going to negotiate some of that discussion and then look at how that's treated in the Rishonim and Poskim. So, so we're going to be spending a lot of time reading. It's important to get through the Gemara, and it's a complex Shach Levitaria. If I can cold call, Rivka, would you be up for reading our Gemara? And maybe,
yeah, sure thing.
And maybe if you can, start from the line, the relevant line in the Mishnah.
Okay. So let me find the Mishnah. Okay, so in the Mishnah, we say, Chol ha'machlein oto al pi bikin. That for a sick person, you feed them according to what the doctors say. If there aren't bikin there, then you feed the chole like according to what they say they need until they say to stop.
Okay, and what conclusions can we draw from this Mishnah if we were just reading straightforwardly with no creative reinterpretations?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to say is that it's really all up to what the doctors say, and only sort of as a last resort, if you can't find a doctor, do you listen to the chole.
Right. So the ideal scenario, plan A, is get a doctor or doctors and figure out what the doctors say. And right, as you said, only if there's no doctors do we care at all about what the chole says. And presumably, if there's a debate between the chole and the doctors, what will we say?
Doctors,
right? Why do we don't care about the chole at all? That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. And that's one point. And the other point to make is the language of Bikin. Now, you don't have to read it this way, but at least if you want to read closely, if you want to read with a diuk, with precision, hyper-close reading, right, we say that we ask the Bikin, which means what?
Experts.
The experts, as opposed to the chole, but also as opposed to?
Any stem doctor that you found.
Right, we also rule out, people who are not really qualified as Bikin. But what else? What does Bikin imply? Someone else?
There are two of them.
There's two of them, right? So that, right, sounds like, if you read it that way, there's also a minimum for at least two doctors to come in. And why would we want two, potentially, if we were reading that way? Why is two special?
Maybe it's similar to, Adem.
Right, maybe it's similar to Adem, to witnesses. Maybe there's some aspect of testimony here, because if testimony is about ascertaining knowledge about a certain situation, maybe this isn't so different, right? We use the doctors as expert witnesses, as it were, to figure out. So that's what you might think just reading the Mishnah itself. When we turn to the Gemara, we end up with a different picture. And we'll see the Gemara keeps discussing the Shita, first of Rav Yannai primarily, and playing it off of the Mishnah, and then also Mar Bar Avashi. Both the positions in the Gemara have to be consistently reevaluated in light of the Mishnah, and we have to figure out what the Mishnah really says in our new reading to make it fit. So, Rivka, why don't you jump in with our Gemara?
Okay, so the Gemara starts, Amar Rav Yannai, Chola Amar Tzarich, Verofa Amar Einan Tzarich, Shomin Lachole. So if the sick person says, hey, I need to eat, and the doctor, singular, says that the chole does not need, then you would still listen to the sick person. My tama, what's the reasoning for this? Leave your tama at nevsho. We have a pasuk which teaches a principle that a person kind of knows its own bitterness, or presumably the idea is that you should be listening to the chole because the chole knows what they need.
Right, who's the real expert?
The person experiencing the illness.
Right, the real expert's the chole. Well, this is, compared to the Mishnah, Rav Yannai isn't necessarily interpreting the Mishnah explicitly, but whatever Rav Yannai is saying sounds revolutionary compared to how we were reading the Mishnah, right? Instead of only caring about the doctors, they're the experts. If there's no doctor, then what do? All you have is to ask the person who's sick. This is the exact opposite, this formulation, right? The main person, the real expert, is the chole, Leva de Amaras Nafsho. Okay. Continue.
Okay, so then we ask, wait, Pshita. For some reason, that's obvious to us.
Right, so now this is, it shows even more strongly the Chiddush of this Gemara. Right, it's what didn't sound like it was obvious to the Mishnah at all is not only Rabbi Yonai's position in the Gemara, but it's totally obvious. Obviously, Levi de Amaras Nafsho, we follow this person's, the person who says they need to eat.
Okay, so we explain why did Rabbi Yonai need to say that at all? Ma'udetema rofa kim leitve, kamash malan. So you might have said that the rofa, is more of an expert.
Right, the doctor knows best. You might have thought the doctor knows best. Kamash malan, doctor doesn't know best. Again, that idea that doctor doesn't know best seems to be at odds with our Mishnah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. And then Rabbi Yonai's statement continues. Rufa omer tzarich, v'chole omer ein tzarich. Shumin la'ofe, if you have the machloket kind of in the opposite direction, where the doctor says the person needs to eat, the person says, no, I'm good, then you listen to the doctor, my tama. Tun v'hu denakitalei. The person who is sick is kind of not making any sense. And therefore, we listen to the doctor over there.
Right, and your interpretation of Tunva is based on?
Based on Rashi, it says it's shtus.
Right, shtus, it's a silliness, confusion. Sometimes, it's sort of a paradox. How do you know you're sick? Maybe you're so sick that you don't even realize you're sick, right? Or something like that. So that's a Rashi's pshat. Is there another pshat that some of the Rishonim give on that line? Did anyone see anything in the rush? Nettie?
Yeah, I think he says, tear deva alma.
Yeah, the rush says, first he says, ba'use hu debayis, and then tear deva alma. So he says he's scared, and it's just a worry, right? So tear can mean different things, but in context, it's clear tear means he's worried, meaning, right, he has some extra worry. It's not, he's not thinking straight, not that he's sick. It sounds like we don't really trust. It sounds like it's a deeper problem that we don't trust the chole. That maybe they're, not that they're sick and not thinking straight, but somehow they're more worried. They're thinking about other things. They're not, and for that reason, they're off. But either way, this sounds like it's very much in tension with the first line of Rav Yonai. Rav Yonai, what's pshat? What's the story here? I would think there's a machlokes, there's a contradiction between the doctor and the person who's sick. You always follow the greater authority. But first you're telling me that the chole is the greater authority, Levi de Amaras Nafsho. Now you're telling me the chole doesn't know what he's doing because he's sick, he's not in his right mind. So which one is it? Who's the real expert? Or what's Rav Yonai's principle here? What's the basis of Rav Yonai here?
Right, the Rush explains it as Sofik Nefesh of the Hakel kind of is the guiding principle behind that.
Okay, great. You want to read that, Rashi?
Yeah. Which one are we looking at?
Well, you invoked it. I don't know.
No, the Rush, not the Rashi.
The Rush. Okay. I think later in the Gemara we'll get to Sefik Nefashos. So the Rush, and I think this is the only way really to explain Rabbi Yonai's position is based on Sefik Nefashos. So how does that all play out? What exactly is, how do we weigh the two experts or non-experts against each other? And how does it work? What's the logic so far?
I guess they both have some measure of expertise, but we're going to go with the more Mekel one, Mekel and Yom Kippur, just because there's a Sefik Nefesh here.
Right. We're really, it's hard to know. Meaning there's a sense in which the Chol is the expert. There's a sense in which the doctor is the expert. So it's hard to know which one to go with. Certainly if it's just one against one, it's a Sefik. That's a Sefik HaShakol. That's equal sides, right? One and one. And I guess if we're not sure which person qualitatively is greater, you revert to the quantitative one versus one. And then you go with Sefik Nefashos LaHakel. We're going to learn out the source for that later this week. But that's pretty clear. We have this idea that we save lives on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, etc. Even if it's not a Vadai, even if it's not certain that we'll save a life, even if it's just a Sefik, we'll see later this week, even if it's a Sfeik Sfeika maybe. Right? Even if it's a minor, a doubt of a doubt or a minor doubt, we still violate Shabbos, violate Yom Kippur to save lives. So it sounds like that's the principle here, right? We're not sure who's the real expert, and so we just look at the quantitative, the numbers are equal, and we go lekula. So the guiding principle is when there's any debate, at least equal debate, we go lekula. Okay, keep going.
Okay, but now, like, that's great for every and I, but we have an issue. In the Mishnah, we said that you feed a sick person according to what doctors, plural, say. Alpi bikin in. So first of all, it has to be an expert. Alpi atzmo lo, and not according to the hola. Alpi bikin in. Alpi baki echad lo. And also, it has to be plural experts and not just one.
Right, so we have both of the things we just said seem wrong, right? Both the idea, both what Rabbi Yonai said, that we favor the chola over the baki, and when the chola says to eat, and the idea that we favor a single baki over a chola when the baki says to eat, both of those seem wrong from the Mishnah. Number one, we don't really care about the chola when there's a doctor in the room. Number two, one doctor is not enough. We need two doctors. So it sounds like both lines in Rabbi Yonai are contradictory to the Mishnah.
So we explain Hacha b'mayaskinan, the Amar lo trichna. So in the Mishnah, when we say ma'achilin oto al pibikin, that you like feed them according to the doctors, that's only once the chola has already said that they don't need to eat.
Right. So when do we care about doctors? According to the Mishnah, the way the Gemara is now explaining it, we only care about doctors.
Only once the chola has already said, like, no, I'm good.
Right. So again, we flipped pshat in the Mishnah on its head. Right. We thought the Mishnah meant the first resort is the doctor. If there's no doctor, you go to the chola. Now the Gemara is saying the exact opposite. The first resort is the chola. If the chola doesn't know, doesn't have a view, then you go to the doctor because there's no chola, right? But we've flipped who our first priority is. Okay, so that solves one of the problems from the Mishnah.
Well, that reading, it doesn't quite like fit the words necessarily because the chola doesn't say I'm not sure. The chola says the amar lo tzrichna, like.
Well, that's Rabbi Yonai's scenario.
Have a strong opinion.
Right, that's Rabbi Yonai's scenario. But when we're reading the Mishnah, that ma'achilin also al pi bikiyin, that is talking about a case where the chola doesn't say anything. But you can extrapolate from that the chola is the first resort, and when the chola says they need to eat, then they eat, even if against a baki. I think that's what we're doing there. We're reinterpreting the line in the Mishnah of ma'achilin also al pi bikiyin. That's only you go to bikiyin when the chola himself has no say, has nothing to say. You can extrapolate from that a chola beats a baki to eat. But that only solves one of our problems in Rabbi Yonai.
Okay, so in which case does the chola explicitly said that they don't need to eat?
That's not in our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yonai's scenario. That's not the scenario of our Mishnah. That's a new scenario, Rabbi Yonai. I mean, Rabbi Yonai isn't explicitly interpreting our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yonai just gives us two scenarios. A chola versus a doctor, where they say flip things. We then are trying to fit that into the Mishnah. Or what would the Mishnah say in these cases, right? But there's no... So, yeah, neither of Rabbi Yonai's cases is where the chola doesn't say anything, but presumably Rabbi Yonai would say, if the chola says nothing, then you go with the baki. And that's also how the Gemara is rereading the Mishnah to fit with Rabbi Yonai.
Okay,
so now we have another question.
So, right, for this chola, I'll be baki. So why don't we feed him, according to just one... expert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why do we need two? It sounds like from the Mishnah that we need two. From Rabbi Yonai, it sounds like we only need one.
Okay. No, tzaricha, v'ika achrina v'hadei de'amar lo tzarich, ma'achrin oto al pi b'kiyin. So, no, we need this for a case.
We need this? What's this? What do we need this for? What's the this?
The teaching ma'achrin oto al pi b'kiyin in plural.
Right, we need two. In what scenario?
Maybe, like, there's a third doctor in the room who kind of sides with the chola and says, no, you don't need anything.
Yeah, exactly. You only need two doctors to allow the person to eat in a scenario where you actually have two on the other side. You have the chola plus a doctor saying they don't need to eat. Then you need two, ma'achilin oto al pi b'kiyin, you need two doctors to allow you to eat. So this is a huge ukimta, right? This is a huge reinterpretation, imposition onto the Mishnah, to fit with Rabbi Yonai's position, right? Straightforward Rabbi Yonai and straightforward Mishnah do not fit. We've reinterpreted the Mishnah in two ways. Number one, that we only need doctors if the chol himself doesn't need to eat, number one. And number two, that we only need two doctors when there's people on the other team, when there's people on the other side saying not to eat, when there's another doctor in the room saying not to eat. Both of those are chidushim, are creative reinterpretations of the Mishnah so that the Mishnah can fit with Rabbi Yonai. Right, we're trying to fit the Mishnah with Rianai. So far, so good. But now we're going to say a pshita. This reinterpretation is so obvious. Again, okay. So how so? Yeah.
Oh, right, pshita. Suffolk nefashot. Suffolk nefashot lehakel. Like, it wouldn't, it's pshitetz, it's obvious. The Mishnah wouldn't have to say ma'achilino to all pivakian in the case that we just described, because it's a suffix about the person's life. And in that case, we always go lakula.
Right, and what's the suffix exactly?
I guess you kind of have, like, the chola plus a doctor on one side and, like, two doctors on the other side. So if we're viewing the chola as an expert, then it's exactly, like, balanced.
Exactly, yeah. So we have, right, we have two on one side, we have two on the other side. That's a suffix. Now, again, Rivka, you said before that when it was one against one in Rabbi Yani, that's probably also a suffix. So even though Rabbi Yani doesn't say that explicitly there, we can project this line in the Gemara back onto his position earlier, and it's presumably the same, right? One versus one, one expert versus one expert is a equivalent of a suffix of a doubt. Two versus two is the equivalent of a doubt. In these cases, we should, it's obvious, Lakula, we should obviously suffix the Fush Lakula. There's a life at stake. We are lenient. We'll take questions in a minute. Let's try to finish this piece first. Yeah.
Okay, so we explain that too. Lo tzricha de'ika trei achir ne'vahadei, de'amai lo tzarich. V'afal gab de'amai rapsafra trei kemeyam me'eke trei hani mil'inyan edut v'alinyan umdana batar de'o tzlinon v'hani mil'inyan umdana de'mamona v'alhacha safik nefashim tu. So we say, well, no, we actually do need this statement in case that there's a chola plus two doctors who say don't eat versus two doctors who say that you do eat, despite the fact that we have a statement that, like,
Right, so just hold there. So first, what are we reinterpreting? We're saying even if you have the sick person says they don't need to eat, plus two doctors saying they don't need to eat, if you have just two other doctors who come in and say that he should eat, those two win, right? Why? Because it's lakula. We go lakula by nefasha, so two beats three. Why does two beat three? Usually three would beat two. So now the Gemara is going to justify it with a very complicated sequence where it's going to say usually A, except when B, but this is case C, so it's none of the above, right? So that's just the form of the line. So why don't you just read it and then spell it, or you read it. So why don't you spell out what the logic is here based on the Gemara?
Right, so we say, V'afal gav d'amar of safra trei kemeyam me'eke trei, even though we say that in case, like, normally two are like 100 and 100 are like two, like, once you've kind of passed the threshold of two, it's kind of all the same. That statement that 2 equals 100 for our purposes is about edut, but for umdana, for like evaluating like the status of the thing, we follow the number of deot, so like the difference between 2 and 3 is significant.
Mm-hmm. So if that were the case, right, so since this is not edut, I would think we go with 3 over 2. I think we should tell him not to eat in this case, but, yeah.
Exactly. But v'hani mili, that sort of exception is l'inyan umdana d'mamona, is about like an umdana as it relates to a financial case. Aval hacha safek nefasha too. But here it's an umdana that's about safek nefasha, and therefore that like reasoning doesn't apply.
And why would you wager the reasoning doesn't apply? What's the difference between mamon and nefashos? I mean, there's a lot of differences, but what's the relevant difference here?
For nefasha, you kind of can only lose, whereas with mamon, like, one person can lose, that means the other person gets something. So it's kind of...
Right, so at the very least, right, mamonos is a zero-sum game, right? There's no such thing as chumra or kula by mamonos. One being lenient to person A is being stringent on person B. So what do? You just go as objectively as you can. You go with the majority. That would be a way of looking at it that, mamonos is sort of the exception. Right, mamonos is the exception. Since it's a zero-sum game, you just follow the numbers, but usually you'd want to cancel it out. What's the other way of thinking about it, of explaining the difference between mamonos and nefashos?
I guess you could say, like, normally you would follow the numbers, but here, since, like, nefashot is such a big concern, even, like, this sort of a small objection can outweigh, like, a larger majority.
Right, and I think, exactly. And as you might say, even a non-suffic ashakol, even if it's not an equal doubt, even if it's a suffic where it's less likely that you're going to actually save a life, you still violate Yom Kippur or whatever else you need to violate because it's nefashos. We have this special rule of suffix nefashos and even less than an equal suffix. I think both of those are probably true as reasons. So you'd have to, you'd have to think the nafkmina would be what do you do with other cases? You know, another case that's neither mamonos nor nefashos but involves umdina, how do we treat that? And do we say trei kamei or not? Does two and three cancel out? Do we look at deos? That's not our sugya for now. It's just helpful to sharpen those points and emphasize that. Okay, I think that was, yeah, thank you very much, Rivka, for that reading. We'll break it up here. There's no great way to break it up, so we'll pause here, and we'll take some questions. There were some hands before I saw. Tehillah?
I feel like this is a silly question. But if the svara on the background at all time is Sefik Nefesh Jitlahatkel, why do we bother going through all the Jatlovatart? Can't we just say that, like, as soon as they're, like, you know, opinions and there's conflict and there's something to think they're in danger, we just, you know, go by that.
Okay.
And, like, we waited, like, a whole bunch to even pull that out. So I was just wondering about that.
It's not a silly question. It's a good question. I'd say there's two relevant facts here. One is that even if we know the principle, the Gemara knows this principle, Sefik Nefesh Jitlahatkel, if, you know, if even one, even of equal parties, or even two against many, saying to eat, you eat, we still need to fit that in with the Mishnah, right? We can't just say, Sefik Nefesh Jitlahatkel, I don't care about the Mishnah, right? That doesn't work. So a lot of the discussion in our Gemara is to explain how this principle that we seem very set on in the Gemara actually can fit with reading the Mishnah, which did not sound that way. The Mishnah sounded like it's about Bikiyim. You go by the expert, not go by any suffix, right? So that's one answer. And I think another answer, which is also true and also relevant and somewhat controversial, so not everyone would agree with this, but when you say you go by suffix X Lahakel, right? So this comes up in a lot of places. Suffix Nefesh Lahakel, suffix by Erevin, suffix by Avelus, or Machlokes by, you know, Halachidari and Mekel by Avel, all those sorts of principles where you go by the Mekel, like how far does that go? Does that mean if you have, like, you can pull out some random sheet of someone no one's ever heard of, who we never paskin like, that counts? Or does it need to be somewhat of a mainstream shita? And, you know, or how, you know, how much do we need to work out a shita? I mean, if someone said something, can we disprove them? And then it wouldn't be a shita, and then we don't go lahakel. So I think that's part of it too, meaning even, you know, we need to actually see the details in all these, like let's say, Erevin. Maybe some of you are doing Dafyomi Erevin. We go by the Mekel and Erevin. So we could, like, skip 3/4 of the sugyas in Erevin, just find the most Mekel Shita and only focus on that and be done, right? But that's not how Gemara works. We work through everything. We try to see if that Mekel position actually works or not, both to figure out the halacha and just to understand all the Shitos, right? So I think that's the other part of the answer. I think both of them are true and both of them are relevant here. It's a good question. Other questions or ideas or thoughts, Devara?
I'm just trying to parse through, like, all the different, like, what the Mishnah actually says and what the implications are. Okay, so when I just see that there are two separate, okay, so let me start again. When we have the case, the Mishnah concludes, the Gemara concludes that when the Mishnah says Alpi Bikiyin in Bakia Chad Lo, that's a case of two doctors saying he needs to eat, and the Chola, and then the Chola and two doctors saying he doesn't need to eat, right?
That's what okay. We settled on, yeah.
So when we have Rav Yana's statement in the beginning where he says one chola, the chola says he does not need to eat, and the doctor says that he does, then we feed him, that's Rav Yana going by just like a general implication of the Mishnah. Like we
or
said.
Not even. Maybe that's just Rav Yana talking. Like it's not clear Rav Yana is saying this on our Mishnah. He's definitely not interpreting cases in our Mishnah. He's just being Rav Yana. Right? It doesn't say... It's a different scenario, right? Our Mishnah doesn't sound like our Mishnah is talking about a case with one chola and one baki, right? Both Rav Yana's scenarios are one chola and one baki. Both the straightforward reading of the Mishnah and all the Gemara's reconstructions involve something other than what exactly Rav Yana is talking about, right? Different scenarios to get to the same conclusion.
Okay. The only one that Rav Yana might be talking about is the Alpi Atzmo case right now, right? If the chola says he does need to eat and the doctor says he doesn't and we feed him, well, that might be an interpretation of Alpi Atzmo.
Maybe, but what we've said so far in Rav Yana'i is that the only case that we need, the only case we'd say Alpi Atzmo is where, well, that could be any, well, right, I guess that could fit, but it doesn't have to be, right, fair. That might be Rav Yana'i's scenario, but it may also, it's, I mean, the chol is the first resort, so it could be just the chol, it could be the chol in one doctor, yeah.
Okay, so when the Gemara says that first, that challenge for Rav Yana'i, of right, all people kin in all people atzmo lo, all people kin in all people kiachat lo. Hacha b'maya skinan. So Rashi, I'm just having a little bit of trouble, like figuring out which part of the mission this is talking about. When it says that we feed him all people kin, this is what it's saying. When the chola says I don't need, and the doctor says I do.
Sorry, just making sure I have the same line. Sorry, which line are you going on? I just want to make sure we're in the same place.
That first, like, the Tana and the whole Machin Latoa, like, that first challenge for Rabbi Yonai.
Mm-hmm.
Al Pibakin in Al Piyat Malo, Al Pibakin in Al Pibaki Echad Lo. So that's on the Al Pi, the Mishnah statement of
Machin. That we need Bakin. Right.
Right. And that's when Adamar Lo Tzerichna. So that's when the Chola says, I don't need, right?
That's why we need Bakin. Otherwise, you wouldn't need. If the Chola said he needed, you don't need Bakin.
Okay. So on there, when Rashi says Amar Chol Lo Tzarech Bashmulinan Mas Nisin Dishomin Lerovin, is that like specifically a case of Tubikin, and therefore like we can't really conclude anything about when Rabbi Yonai says that we go by the one doctor?
Well, we haven't figured that out yet. I think that's sort of an open point at this because we haven't raised our objection Velisvili Al Pi Baki. So I think that's a little vague at this point in the Gemara, and that's why the next question is going to be, well, why don't you just need one? But yeah, right now we're assuming two. That if the Chola says I don't know, you would need two Bikiim to feed him. But then, like, wait, why not one? Right, so that's the next question, and then we complicate things further.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Does anyone want to volunteer to read the rest of the Gemara? I don't want to cold call anymore. I feel it's a tricky Shachar V'Tarya. Was that a hand? Nettie, was that a hand?
I could do it.
It was a non-committal hand. Okay, you're in.
sorry, I'm just finding the place.
We're up to V'ha Minikatani, V'ha Minikatani Seifa. Right, we had just explained why if you have two doctors and the Chola saying don't eat, but you have two other doctors saying you should eat, we follow the two doctors who say to eat. Why? Because it's Suffik Nefashos, and therefore we don't follow numbers. We say two, you know, even two beats three, if it's lakula, if it's to eat.
Okay. So then we say v'hami digatani seifa v'im incham b'kiyin machilino so al pi atzvel v'kal derisha d'amar tzarech. So we say that the fact that the seifa tells us that in a case where there are no experts, then we follow the chula and we do give him food, that seems to imply that the risha is also talking about a case where the chula says that he needs, like, that he needs something to eat, which is not how we've been explaining the risha.
Mm-hmm.
So we say chasuri mechsara v'hachi katani. So like we're missing words in the middle to differentiate between the two cases, and really like this is what the Mishnah is saying. V'medvarim amurim da'amar lo tzarech ani. So when do we say that we follow like the doctors when the chula says I don't like need any food? Aval amar tzarech ani. But if the chola says he does need to eat, in sham b'kiyin trei alachad da'amar lo tzarech machilin oto al pi atzma. Then, if there are no b'kiyin, and we're interpreting in sham b'kiyin as that we don't have two doctors, we only have one doctor, then if the chola says lo tzarech machilin oto al pi atzma, we still give him food al pi atzma.
Right, and notice how we manage this, going back to Dvorah's question before, we managed to turn this case into one of Rabbi Yonai's cases. Right, we say ein bekim. I thought ein bekim means zero bekim, right? Then we say machino so al pi atzmo. No, it doesn't mean that he's the last resort if there's no bekim. It means if there's one bucky, we favor him over the bucky to eat, right? So that's how we're reading this again creatively. I thought no bekim means zero. No, the Gemara is telling us no bekim means one bucky versus one chola, and the chola says to eat. We favor the chola lekula. So that was the way we creatively reinterpreted this mission to fit with Rabbi Yonai. And Rabbi Yonai seems to be the most of the Gemara is about him, so we can call him, I don't know, we can call him the Chachamim maybe, or call him sort of the default. Okay, but now we have another position. We have another view. Yeah?
Mar bar av ashi amar, kul hicha da amar tzarech ani, afila ikameya da amar lo tzarech li didei shaminan, shana amar li yodei amar asnalsha. So Mar bar av ashi says that any time that the chula says that he needs to eat, that even if you have like 100 experts on the other side that say that he doesn't need to eat, we still listen to the chula because of the pasuk of like a person knows his own sickness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
So then we say like, how does Mar bar av ashi fit with the Mishnah? Tznan im ein sham bekiyin machilino to al piatzma. Taima delaka bekiyin. Ha'iga bekiyin lo. Like the Mishnah only says that we can like trust the chula when there's no bekiyin, but that implies that like if there are bekiyin, then we don't listen to the chula. So we say hachi kamar b'medvar mamurem da'amar lo tzarech ani aval amar tzarech ani in sham b'kiyin klal machilin oto al pi atzmo shena amar lev yodei amar asnafsha. So we say that when we say, like, only if in Shon Bekiyam Achilin Ota, we're talking about a case where he says that he doesn't need to eat. But if he says that he does need to eat, then, like, we don't listen to the, it's as if, like, we don't listen to the Bekiyam at all, and we just feed him al pi atzmo because of the pasuk about Levi Yodei Amaras Nafshei.
Okay, great. And so what would you say is the principle of Mar Bar Avashi, right? We said within Rabbi Yonah, it sounded like the principle was, you know, everyone sort of has a vote. We don't really know who has more of a vote than others. And Safik Lahakel. And then it was a little complicated, but one against one, always Lahakel. Two against three, you know, always Lahakel. Two against one, probably we wouldn't say that. We'll talk about that in a second. But within Mar Bar Avashi, what's the principle at work?
Leave your day, Maris.
Maybe the Amaras Nafshei. Well, but right, but Rabbi Yonah had that too. So how does Mar Bar Avashi take it further in a sense, or how does he? What's his angle?
So he thinks sort of that like there's never a suffix if the whole like if the chola says that he needs food, we never don't listen to the chola.
Right, that's the overriding principle. What if the chola? But is it that the chola is the expert?
No, because if the cholet says he doesn't need to eat, we still listen to the doctor. So it's still like a permutation of safek nefesh osahakel.
Right. So it's more like I don't know if you think about it as like a risk aversion approach, right? Meaning any like the cholet, it's not like the cholet is a number, is one, and you sort of balance that out against the doctors with some complicated halachic math. No, the cholet is the cholet is a cholet. The cholet is their own thing, right? And if the cholet says they need to eat, game over, right? If the cholet says they don't need to eat, then there's a whole other track through the doctors. But there's no interaction between the chola and the doctors. The chola is the chola. The doctors are the doctors. And you know, it's a lot harder to think about those interacting with the other. If the chola says he needs to eat, that's it. And if the doctors say he needs to eat, then that's it. Okay, maybe a case of one doctor that doesn't really count as doctors. It's a little more complicated. But that seems to be Mar Bar Avashi's approach. How do we paskin? All right, Nettie, why don't you continue? Yeah, we'll get some people in too with other things. Yeah?
I was just going to say, at least in Tosfos, it seems like unclear. Like, there's difference of opinion whether we paskin like Mar Bar Avashi or not.
Okay, and what's the at issue? What are the sides? Not necessarily lumdus, just practically?
Yeah, so one side says that, like, in general, we have a klal of the halacha is always like Mar Bar Avashi, except in these, like, two or three exceptions. And then another side says that it's, like, only in those cases where the halacha is, like, him, and in all other cases, it's not.
Right. How do we just assume the halacha is like Mar Bar Avashi? Why would we think? Like, why is Mar Bar Avashi special? Why would we think the halacha is always like him? Almost always, yeah?
Oh, he's like later on?
He's later. I think the Rush mentions he's Basroi. He's at the end. Why is he later? How do we know he's later? What's the connection to, you know, how would you know he's later if we hadn't just said?
Like, in the Gemara, he also comes up.
He comes later in the Gemara, and usually the Gemara is in chronological order. That's true. But how else, based on his name?
Oh, the son of Rav Ashi.
Right, okay, Tila was saying that too. Okay, yeah. Right, so we say Ravina of Rav Ashi, Sofora. Ravina of Rav Ashi sort of closed the Gemara, however you understand that, redacted it. Certainly, we don't find many names mentioned in the Gemara who are after Ravina and Rav Ashi, although it's a little question about there may be two Ravinas, whatever, we're not getting into all that. Mar Bar Rav Ashi is Rav Ashi's son. So if Rav Ashi basically finished the Gemara, his son is even later than that, so he's sort of the last word, the trump card, and that may be why we always pass him like him. In this case, that would mean that we always follow the chola lekula, or maybe not. And it sounds like the other side, the Gemara really sounds like it's focused much more on Rabbi Yonah, right? It starts with Rabbi Yonah. It spends a lot of time working out all the details in Rabbi Yonah. Mar Bar Avashi is like more quick. It sort of mentions it in passing. You might think that would be an argument the other way. Sometimes poskim focus on, you know, they say, what does the Gemara spend the most time talking about? That's who we poskim like. So that would be a countervailing logical concern. Tehila.
According to Mar Bar Avashi, what would be the nafka mina between a chola and a pregnant woman?
So that's really a separate question from this, meaning, you're saying like that. You're saying, why does the Mishnah have two different lines? So I think there's a question.
Well, as far as I understand, if you're going to follow the Shita of Mar Bar Avashi,
then the patient becomes responsible for himself knowing when he's going to eat or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exact same idea that we had with the, you know, Ubra Shehericha. We just didn't bring in the idea of Pekin. So, like, practically speaking, are they really that different, according to Chita?
So they might not be. I think according to either Shita, you can try to fit them together or say that they're different, right? You could say, I mean, the Mishnah is not fully clear whether they're the same or different. It does mention two cases, so something has to be different. But it's not clear if, like, the you know, the central question of like, the clash between the chola and the doctors, if there's a difference. You could sort of fit them in either way. So I think that's still an open question. We'd have to, if we wanted to figure out exactly all the ways of doing that, we'd have to look through those details. But I think you can just say that whatever we say about chola, of course, applies to Ubra as well. You could just say that, right? Or you could say there's some difference. You'd have to work out those details. So is Mar Bar Avashi more Mekel or more Machmir than Rav Yanai? Dvorah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like Rashi is saying that he would argue with Rav Yanai in a case of the chola saying he needs to eat, and two doctors saying he doesn't need to eat.
Right. So that's the classic case. Right, and it doesn't say this explicitly in the Gemara, but as you said, Rashi points it out, it seems to come out of the Gemara, that the big nafkamina is a case where the chola says, I need to eat, two doctors say not to. Well, you know, if we're thinking about standards of evidence, so one chola is one person, you know, it's not equal to the other, there's two doctors on the other side, number one, and the chola, it's not like the chola reaches the level of edus, or trei kemea, where we can say he's like officially in, so two doctors saying you don't need to eat would beat out one chola saying he needs to eat according to Rabbi Yanai, but not according to Mar Bar Avashi, right? Mar Bar Avashi, the ultimate trump card is the chola. If the chola says he needs to eat, he eats, and that's, and it doesn't matter how many people are on the other side. So that's the clearest, I think that's the main machlokes, and the case where Mar Bar Avashi is clearly l'kula. Is there a possibility that Mar Bar Avashi is l'chumra in some way? Say more about that.
Saying on how likely it is that a case would apply.
Okay, so I think what you're getting at, there may be some scenarios where what we worked out within Rabbi Yanai, this idea that if you have 10 people, doctors plus doctors or let's say 10 doctors who say not to eat, and the chola plus one doctor, two people, saying to eat, we say to eat. Why? Because because 2 and 10, they're both two, trei kemea, and by nefashos, we're mekil. Right? And that would presumably be true, or maybe I'll ask you guys, what do you think? What about a case where the chola doesn't say anything, the chola doesn't have an opinion, two doctors think the chola should eat, and 10 doctors think the chola should not eat? What would Rabbi Yanai say? Sounds like Rabbi Yanai would say to eat, right? And I think Zahava, maybe this is the direction you were thinking in, right? Because 2 and 10, trei kemea, they can't, you know, they're both a set of edim, so to speak, and by nefashos we're mekil. So that's clearly, it seems Rabbi Yanai would say you eat in that case. But what about Mar Bar Avashi? Right, Mar Bar Avashi is all about the chola trump card. The chola isn't saying anything. So then, what are you left with? You have 10 doctors saying not to eat. You have 2 doctors saying to eat. What do you do? And who might have weighed in on this issue that might inform us? You may or may not have gotten up to it in the handout.
Does the Rambam talk about this?
Yeah, the Rambam. So the Rambam says, we're not going to read the whole thing right now. Maybe, well, we're short on time, so I don't know if we'll read the whole thing at all. But the relevant line for us, Miktas harofim omrim tzarech. Some of the doctors say he needs to eat. Umiktas omrim eno tzarech. Some of the doctors say he doesn't need to eat. Holchin achar harov, o achar habakim. We follow the majority or the more experienced. Maybe if, like, there's, you know, like, not such great doctors versus like super expert doctors, we follow the experts. But whatever it is, however we do it, qualitatively or quantitatively, we follow the majority of doctors or the most qualified doctors. We don't say what Rabbi Yanai would say, presumably, which is trei kemea savik nefashos lahakel. And then the next line in the Rambam is ulvach lo yomar achol etzarechani. That's as long as the chola doesn't say, I need to eat. If the chola does say, avolim amar tzarechani, machilin also, if the chola says, I need to eat, he eats, right? That seems to clearly be mar bar avashi. The Rambam sees the pasuk mar bar avashi. Ultimate trump card is the chola saying they need to eat. But this is a case where the Rambam's version of mar bar avashi has a chumrah as compared to Rabbi Yannai in the case of, let's say, 10 doctors say he shouldn't eat, 2 doctors say he should eat. The Rambam says we follow the majority of doctors, l'chumra, whereas Rabbi Yannai would presumably say it's 10 versus 2 is a tie, and safek nefashos l'hakel, we are makil there and allow the person to eat. Golda.
Yeah, I actually had a question on the Rambam, like I wrote in my... Okay, so right for the Rambam, we had the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi said that if it's a suffix, if the chola wants, and the doctor says not to, you give the chola. Like, and we said suffix, not shalahakil. So is the difference with the Rambam is because there's one doctor in the Yerushalmi versus now there's many, so it's like a stronger...
Where does the Rambam quote the Yerushalmi?
He doesn't. I'm just asking, like... It just seems that the Rambam's going against every shita that we've, like, listed.
Almost. Well, the Rambam's going against Rabbi Yannai, which is the main, most discussed shita in our Gemara, but that's because he's going with Mar Bar Avashi. Mar Bar Avashi says his main principle is whatever the chol, if the chol says to eat, you eat. He doesn't tell us what happens if the chol doesn't say anything and doctors disagree. So the Rambam fills that in, not unreasonably. You know, Rabbi Yannai's big chiddush is that 10 doctors... who say not to eat, and 2 doctors who say to eat, or a doctor and a chol who say to eat, you tell the person to eat because, right, 2 and 10 are equal for these purposes, and the tie goes to lekula because it's nefashos. That's Rabbi Yannai's chiddush. But the Rambam thinks Mar Bar Avashi never made that chiddush. So Mar Bar Avashi would simply say that you don't eat in such a case. That's a chumrah. But that, I don't think the Rambam's going against our Gemara. He's just poskening like Mar Bar Avashi.
But he's doing suffik lechumrah because the person doesn't know.
The Rambam might say that doesn't count as a case of suffix. Maybe it doesn't qualify as suffix. You have, because then maybe the Rambam would just say you go by the numbers, you go by deos, right? I think that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. So it's not, it doesn't qualify. Of course the Rambam would say suffix nefashos l'hakel. We're going to see those Gemaras later this week. You have to posit, I mean, that's the Beferish Gemara. But what qualifies as a suffix is still up for some debate. And the Rambam would say 10 doctors don't eat, 2 doctors eat, that's not a suffix. That's not a suffix, that's a majority, and we go by the majority, Rov Deos. So that's how the Rambam would resolve that. Before we close, I wanted to mention a few important points from the Rush. The most important, maybe the most important part of the Rush is he spends some time going through the Shaklo V'Tarya, so if you didn't get it going through it yourself, and it's a tough Shaklo V'Tarya, it may have helped you out in a couple of places. And we mentioned that his understanding of Tunva is slightly different. But he adds, he quotes a shita, he quotes an opinion, Kasva Tosfos, it's not an R Tosfos, but one of the Tosfos, that Hadik Amar Shas Chole Omer Tzarech Ani. Hainu Sheomer Shu Yare Shem Lo Yochal Sheyachbe V'yemesukan Lamus. When the Chole says, I need to eat, it needs to say, I need to eat because I think I'm going to die. Like, I feel like I'm literally about to die, or I'm soon going to die, therefore I need to eat. That's the standard. Whereas if he says something less than that, he wouldn't eat. And, right, and that may draw that from our Gemara. Gemara talks about suffik nefashos. So maybe it's only talking about if it's really nefashos, if the stakes are really that someone's about to die. So, alma davka mishim suffik misa machilin oso. We only feed the person if he's literally going to die. That's the opinion of the Tosfos he quotes. And the Rush says, venerally, de chumra gedola hizos. That's a big, an excessive chumra. That's not the way we should go. Why not? Besuffik, de em lecha rofe shiyomar imlo yochal shema yamus. Right, that's not how doctors work. Doctors don't say, you know, I declare this person will die if they don't drink in the next hour. Ella harofe darko lomar in lo yochal efshar shiach b'cholio v'yistake. The point is, you know, and I don't know if this is still true about doctors. I'm guessing it is. It sounds pretty reflective. You say, if the person's not getting better, then their disease will get worse, and that will long-term increase the chances of them dying. But they don't say, like, directly there's a one-to-one correlation between eating now and preventing immediate death. That's not how doctors work. And what about the language that says ilo achil nemisna, that the chola says if I don't eat I'm going to die? Ein lo moedzeh the dafkal suffik misa machlin. Don't learn that out. Delishon nemisna lav dafkal shederach chola lomar kein machmas pachar misa. People are likely to exaggerate their situation, right? So if someone says, I have to eat now or I'm going to die, that doesn't mean that the halakhic standard is that they actually need to die. That means the halakhic standard is the person maybe has to say that they're going to die, or has to, you know, people often say they need to die, but what they mean is they're at a point where they're really not feeling well. That's what it means. So the real standard is to be severely ill, where it'll be machbid cholyo, not that the person actually is about to die. That's how the rush comes out here. It's an important point. Fine. Then he goes through Mar Bar Vashi. He talks about the different poskim, why you'd go one way or the other. At the end, he throws in an important line. If there's a suffix between chachamim, and including between poskim, how to paskin, you know, between Rishonim about how to paskin, we go l'chumra, suffix nefashos l'hakel. This is a different level where suffix nefashos l'hakel comes in. Not only on the level of you know, in a scenario where one person says A, one person says B, we go l'kula to eat. That's clearly in Rav Yanai's position. But also, and maybe also Mar Bar Avashi has that at some level too, but also at the level of psak, machlokes haposkim, we also go lekula on psak. So we're not only about a scenario where there's a safek, not only, but also where there's a machlokes, where what the halachic position should be, we go lekula in both cases. And finally, let's just read the relevant lines in the Shulchan Aruch, source number 5. Chol shetzarech lechol, im yesham rofei baki, right, a sick person needs to eat. If there's a doctor, Jewish or not, and the doctor says, if this person doesn't eat, they will get, their disease will become worse. That line is from the Rush, right? Not that they'll die, but the disease will get worse. They can eat on that basis. You don't need to say he'll die. Again, that's based on the Rush. We follow a doctor. Even if the sick person says, I don't need it, we follow the doctor over that. If the sick person says, I do need to eat, even 100 doctors say he doesn't need to eat, we follow the sick person. The Shulchan Aruch leaves out the Rambam's line about 10 doctors versus 2 doctors from here. Maybe he's throwing in, maybe he would disagree, I don't know. Maybe he's throwing in an additional aspect, some sort of compromise from a piece of Rav Yanai's position as well. But that's how we paskin. It seems like Mar Bar Rav Ashi comes out in the end on top, that the chole, if the chole says they need to eat, they always have the upper hand. And we, of course, along the way, we also have this idea of safek lekula, which we're going to see again, that when there are ties, we go to be lenient. There's a question exactly what counts as a safek, as an exact tie or equation. But what comes out here, and remember how far we've come from straightforward reading the Mishnah, right? Which sounds like the chole is the last resort. And the first resort is the doctor. We've now reached the point where the chole, the way we paskin, the chole is everything. If the chole says they need to eat, that's everything. And sometimes, even when the chole says they don't need to eat, we can override them with bekiyim lekula. So the principles, at the end of the day, our principles are, number one, the chole works, the chole takes precedence, can override anything. If it's, and number two, lekula. So the only thing that can beat the chole is where we want to be makil against the chole's wishes, with some doctors as well.